Yeah, so topic that I came across on the internet, you know, they was talking about the cancel culture, right? It's always this shit like, you know, somebody says something on social media and the status quo is like, oh, I can't believe he he's canceled. You know what I'm saying?
True.
And you know, like, okay, like this one brother, you know, shout out to Sleepers for Suckers on Instagram. He was saying, like, yo, you know, at least with the, you know, at least with the urban community, we do that way too much with, like, our own people. And it's like, you know, from other communities, you know, like, you know, like, say, like, you know, and he gave the example of the police like that. So, like, say, of the police, when the police always, you know, abuse us or whatever, it's like, they look at it like, well, shit, these motherfuckers don't really respect, they really don't respect themselves, so it's like, we can do and say whatever we want, and we don't get the fallout like they give to each other.
Well, again, that's because sometimes this is what happens when you are looked at through a kaleidoscope instead of a microscope.
Right.
I don't even know. Yeah, obviously, the whole cancel culture thing is just a, it's kind of like McCarthyism. It's kind of tribalism.
But,
you know, it's just something that people do. You know, it's the pylon effect. So, you know,
it's to me, like first of all, it's a lot of emotionalism.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of emotionalism. A lot of it is fake. A lot of it is fake outrage to a degree. And I'll give you the perfect example. Okay? Now, your boy Kanye, right?
Yes.
A couple of years ago.
Let's
deal with the two incidents. The one incident, you know what I'm saying? Where, you know, he's nut hugging with your current commander in chief.
Yeah.
Got on the MAGA hat and everything.
Yeah.
Then he gets on TMZ. Says slavery is a choice, right? The entire urban community as a whole said, you know what? Yo, you done. Get out of here. Your wife's a hoe. We finished, we not you, over it, over with. Right? So, you fast forward, go back a couple of months, you know what I'm saying? He has a change of heart, he says, alright, I'm gonna get out of politics. And then a little bit after that, he starts the Sunday service, starts touring, starts going on tour, gets the bomb ass choir, starts touring all these you know, mega churches. Then just recently, you know, he made the donation to the victim families or whatever, of, you know, police brutality, whatever. That's a bomb ass thing he did. He gets a lot of points for that. But at the same token, I'm like, now the same people that threw him under the bus, like, oh, we love him, he's our hero, and this and this and this and this and that. And I'm like, oh, hold on. At the same time, this is what it is for me. Because this goes into where I say people have no integrity. At the very least, the way y'all threw that man under the bus, now it's like, okay, you know what? You can't come to the cookout, but we'll give you a plate at the gate. We'll give you a plate.
Kanye,
and you know what I'm saying? We'll give you that. We'll wrap it in the aluminum foil and you can go.
Kanye's exempt. Kanye got mental problems, man.
But we're talking about those people that don't even take that into
But because I know he has mental issues, I know he do.
Right.
I can't begin to judge him anyway. I can't begin to scrutinize anything because he's already said crazier things. You know what I'm saying? Out of this world thing.
Right.
So, you know, it's like dealing with you know what I'm saying, you got that cousin Edgar who just ain't right. That's who he is. That's cousin Edgar, man. Like you said, you have to play it up. You don't even tell him, the barbecue over. I'm gonna drop the plate off at your crib, man.
Right.
I'll drop it off. I'm saying, I'll tell you what happened. Yeah. Well, I'll let you know who showed up and all that. Just, you know, kind of, but.
That's one example. Then you got your boy 6ix9ine.
Goddamn.
Get out of jail. Put the new video out just recently. He's doing a remix with Akon, doing the Locked Up Part 2.
I always say it. You know, you get to see who's willing to do what for money. Seeing who's willing to do what for money.
But what I'm saying is, if the whole is like, yo, okay, what's name kind of made some sense out of it? They had asked 50 Cent, you know what I'm saying, would he be successful? And he was like, yeah, absolutely, because, you know, his following wasn't the streets. His following is middle America, these little white kids and all of that, who were like, they don't understand. They're oblivious to what street culture is. So all that thing about being a rat and all that, they're not into that.
They're
just like, yo, they're into the sensationalism of him just, you know,
like this.
Going through the motion.
Make it right. So does it make it right?
No, it doesn't make it right. But what I'm saying is at the very least, overall, you would think that he's over with Chris. This back in the day, you couldn't do that.
I gotta stop you, but that's what happened. Because you marginalized, because you put the energy, because you put that energy out there, then that's what it's gonna be. Because it's not so much that you're gonna do something. Is that you say, well, I'm a loop to it because people are going to accept it. Well, that's how we got Ancient Orange. It's that mindset.
Right.
Well, all right. Well, okay. So anything goes. Everything flies. So if everything flies, anything goes, then don't complain. No one should ever complain about anything.
But see, it's like, all right, so when the Black Twitter and the goddamn Shade Room gets on there and somebody does something and they say, oh, you know what? He's canceled. Do we really take it serious? We're 6 months down, well, 6 months to a year or 2 years down the line. You know, person evolves again, and it's just like, oh, hey, what's up? Yeah, you.
This is how Ancient Orange got in there. That's how we got in there.
The president.
Because everybody stands around and looks around to see what everybody else is doing. And all it takes is for a couple of, which is what they do is, they'll plant a couple of agents here, a couple of people there, to give you the impression that everybody's agreeing. Because in other words, if I take a crowd, and everybody's looking around for the first person to move, right?
Mm-hmm.
And all I do is get 30 people, my people, and just make a circle in this crowd and get them jumping, and then they start going, yeah. You know what's gonna happen? After a while, I'm gonna have the whole section going, yeah, for no reason at all. You know how I know that's how it goes? Because I've done it.
That's definitely, that's how you win talent shows. That's one of the 30 laws of power.
Bro, I've been in the past where I've been in a club with 9 to 10 homeboys at work. And we look at each other and go, yo, you ready to start? Yeah, let's start. All right, let's go. And a certain song will come on. Smack dab in the middle of a dance floor. We used to do this at the building of Powerhouse all the time. And we used to go, go. And next thing you know, before you know it, I kid you not, we'll have the whole dance floor from standing.
Wow.
I swear. And it's like that in anything. It's like that in anything. So once you have a certain amount of, that's what becomes.
You know, throw the rock. Throw the rock in the water, and you have the ripple effect.
Right. You know, and you know, right now, because of all of this madness that's going on, you know, it's a canceled purge.